Louis was a great Indian who had been popular. If you can concentrate more than 1 hour every sitting, then very soon you will see your whole body become transparent body. You can see the whole body become transparent like ice block. Why this body become transparent? According to Buddha's teaching, there are five transparent rupas, prasada rupas. Eye transparency, ear transparency, nose transparency, tongue transparency, body transparency. So, eye transparency is in your eye. Ear transparency is inside your ear. Nose transparency is inside your nose. Tongue transparency is inside your tongue. Body transparency is true of your whole body. Everywhere if you touch, you can feel touching sensation. If you feel touching sensation everywhere, then everywhere there is body transparency. Why they are called transparency? Yakha di sincha vihya, rupa dina gahana bhavena, rupa dina gahana vichya bhavena, Ajasatanamiya Vipasanata Patakupa. This is the relationship between the Vipasanata and the Patakupa. I'm going to explain to you. There are five transparent rupas, materiality. I will repeat again. Eye transparency, ear transparency, nose transparency, tongue transparency, and body transparency. Eye transparency is the base of eye consciousness, which sees color. Ear transparency is the base of ear consciousness, which hears sound. Nose transparency is the base of nose consciousness, which feels smell. Tongue transparency is the base of tongue consciousness, which feels the taste. Body transparency is the base of body consciousness, which feels the liver object. So, they are base cause. They are base cause means rest or restless consciousness. If there is no eye, no eye transparency, eye consciousness cannot rise. If there is eye transparency, then there is only eye consciousness will rise. In the same way, if there is ear transparency, ear consciousness will rise. When there is only ear transparency, then there is only one in ear sound. In the same way, if there is no transparency, then no consciousness can rise to the day of no transparency. And then there is no transparency in the smell. In the smell. If there is no transparency, this is the base of consciousness. Consciousness rise to the day of consciousness. Consciousness is the base. If there is body transparency, body consciousness rises to the level of body transparency. Body consciousness can feel the liver object. So, if there is no eye transparency, eye consciousness cannot rise. If eye consciousness cannot rise, then one cannot see color. In the same way, other transparencies are also visual and apparent in the same way. When we see it here, they are transparent like a mirror. So they are called transparent rupa. If you practice four elements meditation systematically, when your concentration deep, you go to deep enough, then you can see this transparent body throughout your body, because throughout your body, everywhere there is body transparent. You can see transparent body like a block, because you cannot see with anything. If you do not see space anymore, you cannot break down the competitiveness. If you cannot break down the competitiveness, you cannot see crap out. At that time, on that peak, you see space. For example, here, you will see this is working. But if you can have a look for that, you can see small holes from this hole, for the air and from the top. And then when you see the whole body, you can transfer a black eye block. And then you have to look at your teeth with pain and rest of the pain. In many days, there are already a day after the final day. And the day, before the upright is involved in this meditation, every sitting they should re-establish their post-final concentration. What is the reason? Uttana is very anavana uttana, or white katina uttana. That uttana produces a strong, powerful, brilliant light. With the assistance of that uttana light, if you try to penetrate four elements, you can easily understand four elements meditation. When you practice all elements meditation systematically, you can see this transparent body like as thought. Again, you must try to discern four elements in that as thought. You must concentrate on that four elements of that. That concentrated mind on the four elements of that also produces a strong, powerful light. That light is called the light of wisdom. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if you penetrate to see space element, and then you can see space. As long as you see space, then you can see Kalapa. United Kingdom in England, 10 years. So if you see Kalapa, again you must present four elements in each Kalapa. If you see four elements in each kalapa, this is the last stage of samatha. The last stage of samatha as well as the beginning stage of vipassana. Because of this reason, this four element meditation is both sides, samatha and vipassana. If you can discern four elements in each panika, each kalapa, then you shall continue to discern kala, oda, flavor, nutritive, percent, lysogology, transparency, etc. You can easily discern this dehydrated materiality. For that dish, agrasa, tajuk, fish, animal. For clear understanding of this dehydrated materiality. So in some clubs there are three types of materiality, Kavala Kalakuni, such as earth element, water element, fire element, earth element, color, odor, flavor, and nutritive aspect. In some clubs there are nine types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, earth element, color, Buddha, flavor, nutritive essence, and lysogology. In some clubs, there are 10 types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, lysogology, and high transparency. In the same way, you should understand here transparency, growth transparency, and transparency, and body transparency. In some clubs, there are In the same way, the index of material is that they are not transparent, they are open cluster. There are two embodied materialities, self-determining materiality and heart-based. Heart-based is main way of mind consciousness. That heart-based tries to bring it home inside your heart. There is blood. The way they do that blood is heart-based blood. Another one is self-determining materiality. This kalapa or through of the body. Because of this reason, if you see one person, you can easily distinguish this is man, this is woman. So this sets the dominant materiality of sex-epic kalapa. This kalapa also spread through the body everywhere. So altogether, there are different types of derivative materiality. If you can analyze these kalapas in this way, then only you can understand ultimate materiality. But nowadays there are many scientists. They do not understand about these kalapas completely. What is the reason? In their laboratory, they can test only temperature bomb materiality. According to Buddha's teaching, this group, if we divide this group, there are four groups. Number one is karma bomb materiality. Number two is mind bomb materiality. Number three is temperature bomb materiality. Number four is nutrient bomb materiality. Karma is connected with previous karma, not present karma. Present karma cannot produce present karma bomb materiality. Present karma is, if there is any future existence, this is the cause for future material, future aggregate form. So, past karma produce present karma bomb materiality. Because of this reason, Buddha seeks Supreme Noble Truth, the Noble Truth of the origin of suffering, Samudaya Sutta. So, to understand this is karma from materiality, we must try to discern five past causes. But these five past causes I will explain later. So, generally you should accept here, eye transparency. This eye transparency is right as a eye jacket kalapa. Eye jacket kalapa. So, that eye jacket kalapa, body jacket kalapa, ear jacket kalapa, nose jacket kalapa, hand jacket kalapa, sex jacket kalapa, heart jacket kalapa, these kalapas are produced by previous karma. Every consciousness. Which tries to be the own heart place can produce mind bomb material. So if you want to understand this is mind bomb material, number one, you must discern mind consciousness which tries to be the own your heart place. So without understanding heart place, without understanding my consciousness which arises to be the more heart place, you cannot discern my own materiality. Yes, please try to see. Oh, in it, which produces this pain? Which produces this suffering? Your mind, that mind is arises to be the more your heart place. That mind produces uncountable mind-bomb kalapas. These kalapas spread throughout the body. After this change, they also spread. So, if you analyze these kalapas, in each kalapa there are 8 types of materiality. I will just repeat again. Earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, intimation. That bodily intimation produces new kalapas to rest different new places. Because of this bodily intimation, new kalapas always rising and passing away. These new kalapas, they cannot rest same place. They rest in different places. At different places, rising is you may see this expanding, rising. But if you see kalapas, you cannot see this kind of. You can see only kalapas. These kalapas, they are more intelligent bodily animation. That bodily animation, because of this bodily animation, the whole or rupa, they do not rise simply. If you do not see this process, then we can say you do not understand my own materiality. Here is also another consciousness. Here, I'm consciousness. That I'm consciousness cannot produce my own materiality. In the same way, here consciousness also cannot produce your own, cannot produce my own materiality. Those consciousness also cannot produce my own materiality. And consciousness also cannot produce my own materiality. Body consciousness also cannot produce my own materiality. In the same way, you are praying, I want to tell all these things. If you can say some four minutes, you are praying, you can see brain is nothing but a group of kalapas. Among those kalapas, one kalapa is body-tempic kalapa. In that body jacket lava, there is body transparency. When they move body transparency, body consciousness can arise. Body consciousness knows only changing the object. That body consciousness also cannot produce my own materiality. For this reason, they are very weak. They have no power to produce my own materiality. Today, I want to explain another one. That body transparency, depending on that body transparency in your brain, there are eight types of materiality, including body consciousness. Among, I will calculate the whole. Because I have something to tell about this problem. Number one, body consciousness. Number two, contact. Number three, feeling. This is neutral feeling. Happy feeling or painful feeling. Then, number four is perception. Number five is body sense. Number six is one point at this. Number seven is black psychology. Number eight is attention. So all together, eight types of mentality is found. Among these eight types, there is no wisdom psychology. Wisdom psychology tries to bring it only to a heart based on according to Buddha's teaching. But you can discern practically. So, therefore, inside your brain, there is no wisdom psychology. Again, number three is embrace of home materiality. So now we have to explain karma, home materiality. Number two, my home materiality. And now, number three, temperature of home materiality. For this reason, in each kalapa, there is fire element. That fire element is called temperature. That temperature can produce new kalapa. For example, in your eye, there is eye jagged kalapa together with eye transparency. If you analyze there are index of materiality, among index there is fire element. That fire element can produce 4 or 5 generation new clusters. This is temperature bomb materiality. In the same way, in your mind bomb clusters, if you analyze your mind bomb clusters, there are, in each cluster there are effects of materiality. Among effects there is fire element.That fire element also can produce new generation. But this mind power is very different. Ordinary mind, such as now you are listening or I am talking, such type of mind, listening mind, cannot produce many kalpas. It has no much power. That mind can produce 2 or 3 generations.In the same way, in that mind-bomb clapa, there is fire element. That fire element has no much power. That fire element can produce 2 or 3 generations of it. However, if your mind is like Chana mind or Vipassana mind, that mind has supreme power. That mind can produce uncountable millions of clapa.Now many meditators, they can see light, here, others can see light. This is the light of Vajrasana. So from this light, you are listening your breath or you are concentrating on your breath object or you are concentrating on your nimitta, anapana nimitta.You can concentrate well, and if your concentration also becomes deeper and deeper, other than that, concentrated mind associates with wisdom capability. That wisdom comes deeper when this wisdom capability's power is very strong and powerful. Then that mind can produce chana mind, especially chana mind, can produce such a powerful light.Not only internally, but also externally. For example, if the meditator has a day up to 4 channels, that 4 channels is superior mind. That superior mind can produce uncountable mind-bomb clappers throughout the body. These clappers spread throughout the body. Among those, if one analyze those clappers. In each clapper there are effects of materiality. Among effects there is color. That color remains luminous and bright. One clapper's color and another clapper's color rise very, very closely to each color. Because of this reason, if they cannot break down the compactness, they see that it is familiar. Again,If you analyze those clappers, in each clapper there are effects of materiality. Among the effects there is fire element. That fire element is called temperature. That temperature also produces uncountable many, many millions of clappers. If you analyze these clappers, in each clapper there are also energy with effects of materiality. Among the effects there is.Color. That color also luminous and bright. This temperature goes like not only internally but also up to externally spread. So internal light is both two types is my own clavas color as well as temperature bone clavas color. Two types of clavas color. Internally,there is only temperature bomb, clavas, kasama. Depending on concentration, wisdom faculty's power is very strong. When concentration is very deep, wisdom faculty power also very great. When wisdom, the power of wisdom faculty is very great, then the light of wisdom is very bright. So,Sleepless people not understand this process of mind-bomb materiality as well as temperature of both materials. Some of both materials rest only internally, not externally. When both materials also rest only internally, not externally. Because of this reason, they do not understand about karma bone materiality and mind bone materiality. Why they do not rise in the silence in any way poor? As soon as they rise, this karma mind bone materiality as well as karma bone materiality, as soon as they rise, they start becoming very quickly. There is no time to carry from this body to level 3. Their life span is only 70 mind moment only. Very short. Their life span is very short. So they cannot carry up to about 3. In the same way, there is also another clapa. Now every day we are eating food is inside our stomach. It is very dangerous against the sun for animals and that newly eaten food and digested food. They can see food is nothing but a group of clavas. So, if one analyze this clavas, in each clavas there is action. Water, fire, wood, color, water, flavor, and nutritive process. Among these states there is number 8, is nutritive process. Throughout our body there are light nodding clavas. Left nodding clubbers. Among those left nodding clubbers, there is fire element. That fire element is called digestive fire. When the digestive fire suffers this nutritive essence of newly eaten food, that nutritive essence can produce new generation, new clubbers. But left nodding clubbers rest only in this body, it's an internal body. So digestive fire is in our body only. In laboratory there is no digestive fire. So because of this reason, they do not understand this nutritive fat bone materiality. They can carry only one piece of flesh to the laboratory. If one meditator can discern this piece, which they carry to laboratory. This is a group of clappers. If one analyze these clappers, in each clapper there are eight types of materiality, such as earth, water, fire, wind, color, water, flavor, and nutritive process. What is this source? They are formation, not formation. They are also clubbers. As soon as they rise, they pass away very, very quickly. But in each clubber, there is fire element. That fire element can produce new generation, new clubbers. In that new generation, there is also again fire element. That fire element may produce another new generation. So in any way more, they can produce for a long time in the same way. So they are temperature bone materiality only. They can get in their own laboratory this temperature bone materiality only. They do not understand, especially in each club of the other, in terms of materiality. Because their investigation is in different ways. My meaning is we Buddhists are very lucky. If we practice this system very clearly, we can understand all types of materiality by your own direct knowledge. This is the materiality created only. I cannot explain to that about materiality. This is the object of vipassana. If you do not understand this materiality by your direct knowledge, if you practice vipassana, your vipassana is just superficial only. Do you want to practice superficial vipassana?
No.
Okay, please try that. Okay, that's it. If you have any questions?
the story shows, he doesn't understand why the object of vipassana in the first Lotus and second Lotus.
This is the teaching of Buddha.
He understands there's a four levels of meditation among the 40 subjects of samatha meditation, and also there's a four elements meditation vipassana. In the beginning stage of vipassana. So what's the difference?
The difference is they, if they think then they can understand four elements. This is last stage of samatha. This is their limitation. They, if they understand four elements of each kalapa, this is the beginning stage of Nibbana point, they understand a unitary energy, this is first stage of because four element meditation Buddha teach two ways, samatha meditation as Nibbana. So both times Buddha teach.
Anabalas, keep meditating,
You must always remember your meditation object. What is your meditation object? The breath is your meditation object. Occasionally you remember your meditation object. Sometimes you do not remember your meditation object. Then mindfulness is very weak. If mindfulness is very weak, concentration cannot grasp. In the same way, one practice and we function. Mindfulness is always remember, must remember the vipassana meditation object. What is vipassana meditation object? Our living materiality, our living mentality, and their causes. These are the object of vipassana. So, in meditation, sometimes we must contemplate our living materiality as nature, impermanent, dukkha, suffering, or another, no-self. Sometimes we must contemplate our living mentality as nature, impermanent, suffering, dukkha, and no-self, another. So, sati always must remember this object. Sati is better than like hand. With hand, he puts one object on another hand. I is like vipassana with him. I investigate what this is. This is Mika, or this is Yoga, or this is Nata. So this is Mila to him. So, yes, one thing. Yes, Craig is not in this thing. And then I can think this is what? This is Mika, or this is Yoga, or this is Mika. So, sitting mindfulness pick up the object of vipassana. Then, Western psychology investigate this object as nature, or dosa, or death. Therefore, all practicing vipassana, also mindfulness is very important.
When you see the light, you don't see it with your physical eye, but with your eye consciousness.
This is especially the object of my consciousness. But eye consciousness also for some persons can see cut very rare.
Can you explain the process a little more?
Oh, which hand is, this is which hand is, that's right, very open. But especially for you to send you a living mentality, and that there's only many meditators, they understand about this, like, parallel. For example, if they want to get some idol community process, they must get some idol parallel in mind, idol in mind of together. Then they must pay attention to a group of small particles color. When color is meant for those, at the time, I know cognitive process, right? At the time, I consciousness also see this color because of light of the shell. Okay. I consciousness also can see the color. When the color makes a group of small particles color, that color can be because of the assistance of the light of wisdom. But this is very rare opportunity. They can see the color. Why? Because of the existence of the light of Buddha. For example, if they want to meditation and go for meditation, they want to meditation and transparency and go. Then they might go. Then they must get a group of clever colors. White color image both those simultaneously at the time I know cognitive process time. At the time, I consciousness rests within whom I know. I transparency. That consciousness knows just color only. That I consciousness can see this color because of the light of wisdom. If there is no light of wisdom, I consciousness cannot see. So because of this reason, I consciousness also can see just color only, but my wisdom I can see argument, this is argument materiality, this is argument mentality, this is nature, this is yoga, this is nada, etc. In this way, in many ways, it can see.
He's wondering, he read the scriptures and he found that in the fourth, second, and first jhana, Buddha is mentioned as not a sati. But in the four, only in the fourth jhana, Buddha mentioned that sati is important.
All are important there, but 34 mental formation. These 34 mental formations are working together to produce first channel, to produce second channel, third channel, then fourth channel. So, in every channel there is sati. My point is, this is universal. Universal in every wholesome dhamma, as well as every wholesome hazardous dhamma, in every, especially higher functional consciousness. This is universal. Sati is universal. All are important.
อิจฉาเมภูญญาอิจฉาเมภูญญาอัตถคายังอัตถโหตุโหตุอิจฉาเมภูญญาอิจฉาเมภูญญาไตรปัตตะสัตติปาระ